If you're anything like me, you are a huge fan of true crime and dark humor merchandise. Otis B. Dredd's here to tell you about the best place to get all of your true crime and dark humor swag. Try truecrime7.store. True crime, spell out 7, SEVEN.store. The only place you need to go for true crime and dark humor. I'm going to tell you what, this place has some really great prices. You can't beat their prices. 30-day money-back guarantee if you are not happy, and I guarantee you will be. Free shipping on orders, $75 and up, 24-hour online support. What kind of stuff can you get, Otis, you may be asking? You can get t-shirts, you can get hoodies, coffee mugs, cutting boards, posters, pillows. And if you search for them over there on Amazon, you can also check out their reading material. That's right, they publish books as well. Stay up to date with all the new merchandise and great deals on all their products. Follow them on Facebook, follow them on Twitter, sign up for their newsletter and get all the latest info about new products. I'll tell you what, you are not going to regret going to truecrime7.store, and at the checkout, don't forget promo code NLD to get you a 10% discount on your entire order. That's right, truecrime7, SEVEN.store. Tell them Otis sent you. And remember, stay curious, keep it creepy, and don't get murdered.
Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
All right, here we go. Night Living Dreads podcast. Hope I'm not too loud there. Otis B. Dreads here. That's right, here in the Insane Asylum, episode 65. I've already done one little deal today. I'm a little wore out. But I have my buddies with me. I have old Bobby Six Cletuses. Six Cletuses.
That's my name.
Bobby Six Clitoris.
That's my Indian name. Dances with Wolves, Bobby Six Clitorises, whatever.
All right. And, of course, we have Mr. Don Skirl over there at Chiller Presents Carnival of Souls. How are you, Mr. Skirl?
They dragged me out of my cell again. I hadn't finished my pint of ice cream.
You couldn't even finish your ice cream?
Nope.
I was trying. I told them to, you know, take it a little easy on you. I guess they did not heed my warning. That's all right, because they're going to... Was that your heartbeat?
I don't know what that was, but I did do this. I threw the ice cream at the guard and bit his nose.
Oh, so you're in good standing with the... See, and you wonder why you got an addiction to the yellow pill.
Yeah, it's awesome.
I know, and you, I think you do shit on purpose.
I do.
You know what else you did on purpose?
What's that?
You picked this fucking topic.
I know it. I did.
A fucking lake monster.
Well, you were looking for variety, so here we are.
All right. Well, before we get into, you know, this pick of a topic, we have to say, yes, go check out Chiller Presents Carnival of Souls over there on Facebook. And, of course, Night Living Dreads with no A over there on Facebook, nightlivingdreads.com. Night Living Dreads is also on Spotify and Stitcher. So, with all the different ways that you can go over and check out what this retarded bastard's doing over there, and that would be you, Mr. Don's Girl.
Okay. I'm not that slow, but okay.
He said, I'm not that slow.
I'm just kind of mean. They took my ice cream. It just made me so mad.
Well, I know. Yeah, you love your ice cream. Now, do you believe in lake monsters? Come on. And we're talking about Ogopogo stick.
Ogopogo stick. Not as much as I do Bigfoot.
What? You actually believe in Bigfoot?
I'm a hide-and-seek world champion, ain't you heard?
Well, I have heard, but you actually believe in Bigfoot.
I don't know what these people be doing with these bears and stuff and things. Could explain it, you know, like the goat man and other things, but yeah.
Fucking goat man? What?
Yeah, we'll get into that some other time.
Oh my God, yeah. I can't.
Actually have a goat man in Kentucky. It haunts a railway for a train. It's a trestle. Yeah.
We need the 1860 guy here to confirm all this.
I was jazzed out from the beginning of this when you said do shit.
Do shit?
Yeah.
Do shit.
I'm still hung up on that, man. It's a great way to enter the conversation. I love talking about douche and shit. I mean, I don't know if I would love it really because I never talked about it with anybody, but I think it needs discussed at some point.
At some fucking point. At some point.
I'm just wondering if it's pleasurable or.
There you go. Bobby Two Nose.
Oh, man. Now, I mean.
Ogopogo. Ogopogo. Why did that stick out to you, Don? Because I had mentioned, we have a little group chat that we do where we, you know, we discuss what we, you know, may or may not talk about suggestions and things like that. All of us hosts and moderators and admins over there at the Night Living Dreads group page on Facebook. But what was it about Ogopogo? Because I mentioned maybe a serial killer, but we had just done one. I want to switch things up. Some of our, you know, members want to, you know, hear different shit. Some of them are into cryptids, as you are, and as they call it, cryptozoology.
Yes, cryptozoology.
Yeah.
The lake monster Ogopogo, or just Pogo, he's lesser known of the lake monsters, but he's supposedly relative to the Loch Ness monster.
What is he like, kin to him or something? I mean, because he's a lot like, you know, out in Baltimore. They have, you know, in the Chesapeake Bay, people have said to have seen Chessie. You have Nessie in Loch Ness, and then you have Chessie in Baltimore. And then, of course, in Canada, you have Ogopogo.
Yeah, can I bring it up real quick?
Sure.
Canada can't name serial killers or cryptids.
That is bullshit.
Why do these cryptids always have names that are so lovely? Like Ogopogo sounds like something that a fucking kid would play on.
Mm-hmm.
Why isn't it like the Deathbringer?
Well, let's get into Ogopogo here.
All right.
Ogopogo or Pogo is a cryptid that is supposedly lived in Lake Okanagan in British Columbia.
That was like, you know, inhabited by like Native Americans, right?
Right, right. And it was also called I'm gonna butcher this.
Would you call me? No, yeah, no, I think it was Nakata.
Nakata or something.
Would you call me?
It means evil supernatural entity with great power and evil and ill intent.
Okay.
So it's a water demon. So theoretically, all these creatures that's found in these lakes apparently are water demons or a water god.
Again, couldn't they have come up with a better name than like Ogopogo the water demon? Ogopogo sounds like a children's book.
Well, it sounds like I'm fixing to go on a ride on a pogo stick or something.
Right, you know, right. But go ahead. Please continue, Don. Please.
And in native lore, it's actually said that the evil entity that lives in there, Mr. Pogo, he demanded a live sacrifice for safe crossings of the lake.
Yeah, so I've heard that.
He would sacrifice small animals to this water god.
Okay, weird. Really,
that's a lot of wasted food.
That is, man.
And
who would have thought that Native Americans would waste food by throwing them into an imaginary, you know, a lake that has an imaginary fucking, you know, lake monster in it, and they couldn't pass, you know. Unless I know there were stories where horses were brought, you know, drawn on there. But I'm sorry, because this like ghost I will riff on. So I apologize. Please continue, Don.
Well, it says it that the local lore claims that Sir John Lambton was killed a worm from the lake.
He killed a worm
under a witch curse.
So he went fishing.
I don't understand that. He killed a worm?
Yeah. A worm from the lake.
He put it on a hook and then put the hook in the lake?
Apparently he went fishing.
Right.
He come under a curse, and it says that it would not allow any Lamberton to die in bed. So apparently,
what?
The monster curses people where they can't die in certain ways, I guess.
This motherfucker is, what the fuck are you?
Man, the natives had a lot of time on their
crazy.
Hands.
The natives did have a lot of time on their hands, as you said, Bobby. Bobby, what do you think so far at what Don has enlightened us with? I'm not sure if it's making me dumber. I feel like I'm in, you know, LaPorte, Indiana.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm in LaPorte, Indiana.
Something like this could have been put to bed a long time ago. I mean, come on. It's just like with Bigfoot with me, when everybody's walking around and everybody's got a cell phone with a camera on it, but it can never be captured unless it's over 200 yards away.
Right.
Well, apparently there's been sightings of this thing caught, you know, on camera.
Okay, talk about some sightings, and this is in the native land. Oh, unless you have more to go into, but, you know, the sightings were all on this native land. What was it? Lake Okanagan or some shit?
Yeah, Okanagan.
Well, I was right.
Okanagan is an Egyptian.
Okanagan.
Pharaoh.
Okanagan.
So it was
not Okunagan.
Did you knock your noggin?
Right. Yes, when I was younger. But we're not going to talk about that. Tell us about a little bit of, you know, before we.
Okay, well, it says the first reported sighting was in 1872, Susan Allison, and from a white settler, she was the first non-native person to live in the region and established.
She was the white chick.
Yeah, she was the white chick that moved in on the natives and probably.
I love the white chick.
Tripped out. But it says in 1968 on Highway 97, Art Folden noticed something moving in the lake, pulled off the road and filmed it, and had footage allegedly showing the creature. And it showed a wake moving across the water. Said that he estimated that Ogopogo was 300 yards offshore. And a computer analysis of the footage concluded that it was a solid three-dimensional object.
Okay.
He said he noticed something large and lifelike in the distance out on the calm water.
It's called the water.
His own movie camera to capture the object.
It's called waves.
So, but there in 2005, an investigation conducted by Benjamin Radford with Nicole Nickel and John Kirk for the National Geographic Channel. You know, National Geographic TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Geo, bunch of bullshit.
Yeah, is it real?
I read it for the article.
They had surveyors go out on boats to find the creature.
Yes.
And
what'd they find?
Well,
nothing.
Well, no, it was like what we were discussing earlier off camera. You know, waterfowl or otter or beaver.
Yeah, yeah, waterfowl.
So, hi, y'all. Anyway.
Oh, my God. Now we're in the backwoods of fucking Louisiana.
Somebody farted.
Somebody farted.
Somebody laid some poop on the ground.
Daddy farted, mama.
Shut up, nigger!
Oh, God. But in 1980s, the tourism agency offered a cash reward for proven sighting of the beast. And Greenpeace announced that the beast must be filmed and not captured. And that he was enlisted as an endangered species. Words are hard today. But, it's reported that it has a horse-like head. And humps and a big tail. So
it was a black chick.
Well, I don't know.
They got big tails. They got badonga dogs.
Yeah, big old humps.
My hump. My hump. My lovely lady hump. Check it out.
It had some big humps.
So, I mean, all right. So, all right. This is my question. I just want to stop you right now.
Okay.
And I, you know, of course, with the whole, when I said nigger, I'm not trying to be, you know, racist or anything, man. It's just deal with it. Because, come on, man. I mean, do we need that kind of, you know, negativity in our life?
You know the part of the story I don't understand.
I don't either.
Do you have to have a green card to get into Canada?
So, all right, Don, continue.
Okay. A lot of reports show, you know, they showed the object in the water, which is also can be explained as being logs floating in the water, waves, wakes in the water.
Right. Yeah, water tends to do that.
But, you know, it's like floating logs mostly. September 2018, they reported three sightings, one which was described as a giant snake that was about 15 meters or 49. Oh, so, it's either it, to me it's either a log, a big floating piece of shit, or or a worm or something like that. I don't believe it's anything like a prehistoric creature or something like they say it is, but I don't know, man. But I guess it can happen. I don't know. I mean, what do y'all think?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I think it has something to do with it being about Ogopogo and Kurt falling on his ass. But he didn't spill his beer. He's a fucking pro.
I'm not even gonna lie. My beer didn't spill. I leaned back in a fucking computer chair that I'm not used to. And I went all the way over. I didn't spill my beer. My headphones didn't come off my head, so I heard everything.
Oh, and I did not hear anything. But even though I didn't hear it, the part of the story that I don't understand.
Thank you, Bobby.
Okay, well... They think that the monster could actually be like freshwater otters. What? Too.
So an otter is a monster now? Why is everything called a monster? I think that's what I was going to talk to before I decided to lean back in my recliner. Why is everything that they don't know, that they don't understand? And we're talking about, okay, up in Canada, Loch Ness and Scotland and, you know, wherever they see these fucking little lake monsters at. All right, why do they always say... Okay, I don't know what that is. It's got to be a monster. It's just like every time somebody says UFO, it automatically has to be a little green man or whatever. Does anybody understand what UFO means? Unidentified. You have identified a, you know, in your own mind saying, "Oh, that's a fucking, you know, green man." When, you know, that's a flying saucer, that's a spacecraft. When you say UFO, you know, oh, that UFO, no, that, yeah, that UFO, that was a, come on, man. Why is everything a fucking space or fucking lake monster, space demon? What the fuck, you fucking fucks?
Yeah, I mean, there's things that can't be explained, but there's a lot of things that can be explained. But the thing is, they're not even pointing at just one thing. They're pointing at, oh, well, this is a flock of, you know, waterfowl, or it's otters swimming in a pod.
All right, so does this even need to be put into the category of, like, Sasquatch? Or should it? Or cryptid? I mean, unknown. Come on.
It's still an unknown creature. It's still a cryptid.
Well, so are you.
Well, I know.
So am I. We're unknown, right? They're discovering new shit about us every fucking day. What makes us any different from, you know, a fucking lake monster? We're land monsters. That's what you people are. We're all land monsters.
We're land monsters.
You got lake monsters they don't know a whole lot about. They're discovering new shit about us, right, Bobby?
Uh-huh.
All right, now I thought I was going to get a little more out of you than that, but...
I was just thinking, little kid, what was back in like the 1800s, this was around too. Look at the big fish, Daddy.
Shut up, boy. Get your ass back in the house. You ain't seeing no fish.
That's a lake monster.
you know, you brought that up about fish. They also right. think it could be a large, like a very big, gigantic sturgeon. And, you know, sturgeon grow really, really big.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they're thinking like it's a sturgeon, too. So, there's, it's just.
It's like a sturgeon.
Hey! Caught for the very first time. Like a sturgeon. Feel your snake like. I don't know. I have nothing.
So has anybody ever just said it's a bunch of people with either vivid imaginations or they're liars?
Right. Has anybody said that? Because there's... now, Don, I know you probably have, you know, some... numbers there for us. There has been a lot of sightings off the coast there in Minnetonka Lake. No, that was Prince.
Yeah. It was. It's Minnesota.
Okanagan?
Yes, Okanagan. Lake. There's been a lot of, you know, sightings right there. Do you have those, any kind of numbers? For that, because there was like at times where at one point there'd be like, you know, 60 fucking people. Just
yeah, there were several sightings. It was way up in like 50, 60, something like that. 50, 60, 70 sightings.
What total?
So yeah, I mean, people seen it off and on through the years, even up till now.
Well, that's because the drugs got better.
Apparently, or something. Or they're staring at too many waves and they get lost in the waves or something. I don't know. Now, I would more likely to believe in the Loch Ness Monster than I would like the Lake Ogopogo Monster.
Why? Why? What's the fucking difference?
Well, the difference is, I mean, sure, it's deep in that lake and stuff, but in the lock itself.
Oh, up in them lake guts.
Yeah, it's like 700,000-800,000 feet deep. Yeah, it's murky. You know, it's in that in the lock.
It's a wee little lock.
And you know, carbon dating has proven to be false. Like they've took shark teeth from Megalodon.
Thank you, brother.
And carbon dated it, and right. It's not a proven fact. I mean, it's not a proven method. To date creatures that lived years ago. And I do believe that maybe some creatures still exist, prehistoric creatures.
How?
I don't
know.
There's very many.
And where do they exist? Because they've shown that in the Okanagan Lake, they could not because the temperature of the waters would not support any prehistoric type creatures. What creatures do you find are still existing and in what lakes? Ness, Chesapeake Bay, fucking Saskatchewan.
You know, I think they say that
let's take for example the frill shark. The frill shark was considered extinct. The frill shark looks like
but it was like, known.
No, it was considered extinct.
But it was known in order to be considered extinct. It have to have been known to exist, right?
Right, but they think the Loch Ness Monster could have been a plesiosaur.
Would you call me?
A plesiosaur is kind of big. It's a big beast of an animal. That's like a big.
Well, you know something about that, Bobby.
Oh yeah, dinosaurs. Yeah.
All right, talk to us. What is a cletosaur?
Cletosaur. That's me. A clitorosaur.
Clitorosaur.
Yuck! I don't like.
Breath stinks.
I don't like no sores on my clitorises.
Sores. But yeah, I mean, you know, in what's that? Colocans. It was a fish that went.
Would you call them colon camps? Are these like polyps on the colon?
No, it was a prehistoric fish.
Colon camp?
Yeah, colon camps. yeah. And it was a fish that existed years ago, like during the dinosaur age.
Was it John Cougar McCullen camp?
Oh my God.
Colon camp.
John Cougar.
Colon camp.
McCullen camp.
McCullen camp.
It was John Cougar going down there singing Jack and Diane. That's where all the waves came from. Because we thought we buried his ass years ago.
So this sounds like the same story as like the Loch Ness Monster champ.
It does.
It is. It's basically, they all connect.
Hey, get your own monster. This one's mine.
Mine.
But you know, I mean, it's a native tale. Native mythology.
So it's a myth.
So our fairy.
Yeah, pretty much. Whether or not it exists, I think it does exist. If it's going to be anything, it's going to be. Well, if what I'm going to say is, it's not going to be something like. I think the Loch Ness Monster is, which is a plesiosaur. What I think it is probably a fish or
a Clitosaurus erex.
I believe it would be a fish. Fish. It's a fish.
That's where the Clitosaurus comes into play.
It's like a 2-foot-inch bluegill, people are seeing.
The bluegill?
Yeah. But they're in parts of the world where everything's wee little. That's huge to them.
Look how big that fucking fish is, Paul.
That was a weird one.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Okay, so tell us about your Clitosaurus fish.
It's a wee little fish.
It's a wee little fish.
It's a wee little fish.
How bad does it stink? No, wrong podcast.
Yeah, wrong podcast. but yeah, I mean, it's just folklore. If I think it's anything, it would be like a sturgeon or something like that. I wouldn't think it would be a monster. I mean, come on, a horse's head. I mean, come on.
Goodfellas,
right?
No, that was Scarface. Godfather, yeah.
Say hello to my little friend.
My wee little friend.
Say hello to my wee little friend.
All right, so what kind of evidence do they have out there, my friend, my chunky little friend?
They've got some pictures.
Oh, that's it? They just got little pictures? Oh, that's cute.
Videotape of the monsters through the year.
Okay.
And it's inconclusive. It's still debated today whether, you know, it exists or not. I think it's a good tourism ploy.
Oh, no, I get that. Absolutely.
So, you know, I mean, they've got shirts and stuff made with, you know, Ogopogo on them and, you know, coloring books for kids and things like that. And it's a big draw to that lake for tourism and things. So, okay. You know, I mean, I don't know. I really don't
know. Do you believe in them? Do you believe in lake monsters? Now, I want to get all, like, you know, kind of, what's that word I'm looking for, Bobby? Semantic.
I was thinking glory hole. Fuck.
Okay. No, sorry. Again, wrong podcast. Yeah, I want to get all semantic here. I want you to think about the words. Do you believe lake monsters? monsters exist.
Okay. I believe that there's
I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky.
Yeah.
Oh, a little bit of Limp Bizkit.
Fred Durst has to get in on everything.
Yeah.
Bastard.
All right, go ahead. I'll mute him. Go ahead.
Most of the Earth's oceans and bodies of water hasn't been fully explored. I do believe there's creatures out there that have not been classified and have not been seen for years.
Don't they call them relatives?
Well, it's all debatable if you think you're a monkey's uncle, but no, I don't think. But I do believe there's creatures out there that are unexplainable. As far as some of these creatures, I do not believe in them. There's certain ones that I do and certain ones that I don't.
Okay, let me stop you there, Skrull. Define creature.
Define creature?
Yes, because you said you do believe there are creatures out there. Define creature. Why can we not just say there are animals out there? You know there's like a quarter of the United States that no human being has even been to.
Right, and that's true.
Okay, so why do we call, we don't say that's creature land or that's like, you know, monster land or something because we don't know anything about it. What if we don't know anything about what this could be? Why do we keep calling this a creature and a monster, and why do you believe in creatures? Define fucking creature.
Well, you've got different classifications. You got mammals. Oh my god! Fish.
There's different. You've got
they're creatures. They're not exactly all the same. I mean, animal.
But why do they have to be a creature? Can't they just be a fish?
Well, yeah, if you want to classify it as a fish, but we're all creatures. We're all
right. So I didn't know what kind of species you were talking about because I deal with creatures every day. They're called humans.
Chuds.
Yeah, there's
Bobby, go ahead, brother.
What?
I don't know. I thought you wanted to say something.
I have nothing. I have nothing in mind. Ogopogo.
Ogopogo stick.
It's a pretty weak name for us. You see, at least the Loch Ness Monster is the Loch Ness Monster. Ogopogo, the pretty fish you can pet.
Right, and they give sacrifices to, like, okay, we're gonna walk across your lake, Mr. Scary Monster. Let's throw a fucking, you know, Rocky the Squirrel in that motherfucker.
Maybe that's why it's staying away from people. It's had fucking hundreds of years of people throwing raw meat at it. They're going, look at what these people do to each other. I don't want anything to do with these fucking
people. Well, but not only that. What's it doing to the amphibious, life under that water? They're eating squirrel. They're getting bigger.
And people.
And possibly fucking people. What's that?
Did you know a $10,000 reward for concrete proof that this monster exists?
They might as well put a 2 trillion one out there.
I mean, yeah, why are they stopping at 10,000?
It's a sure bet.
It's a sure fucking bet.
I got this grainy photo off of my camera from 350 yards away. Look.
I'm on the Vegas.com app. I'm seeing that this is a sure fucking win.
There's no way because we can't even figure out who a guy on the bridge was in Delphi, Indiana, up that close, let alone Ogopogo from 500 yards away.
I know, right?
Okay.
Okay.
There is a theory, though, from where the mists come from, and that's water spouts.
Water spouts.
water spouts.
I hate when that happens. It gets all over the toilet seat.
I know. And Jody bitches because I'm pissing all over the vanity.
I leave it on purpose for the next person. A little bit of me on
so,
it.
What is this water spout you speak of?
Water spouts is when it's an intense colibar vortex. It's like a tornado.
It's what have I call coming.
So they think that had something to do with the original myth.
Where did the water spouts come from? Just like underground or what?
Oh, it's when the air and water, like the water's warm, and the air is cool, and cumulus clouds gather, and it's just like a tornado forms, and it's the only difference is it's over water, so it's called a water spout.
Interesting. Well, yeah. Who would have thought you would have fucking learned something here?
Sounds like a great name for a bar, the Water Spout.
Yeah, well, it sounds like a great name for my... Never mind.
Of course, they wouldn't name it that in Canada because they can't come up with good names for anything.
No serial killers, no nothing.
The Lake Butcher. What it should have been. Or...
That's right.
Yeah.
It shouldn't have been Ogopogo. Could you have come up, Skrull?
Why didn't they just call it the lake name?
Lake Demon, that actually has, you know, a little bit better ring than Ogopogo, yeah. Honestly.
Yeah.
Well, that's actually what it was, you know, if you break it down, Ogopogo, I think in, like, native tongue, it translates to something similar to Lake Demon.
And I don't know about you, okay... You know, most snakes get what? The big snakes, the constrictors get what? 20, about 20 foot? Can get about 20 foot. 20,
there's 30. A joke there.
No. What it says that the guy, John Kirk, in 1989, he described it as it was 35 to 40 feet long and consisted of five sleek jet black humps.
And you know what else I heard? About the snakes, man, it's really interesting because those anacondas don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
That's a true story.
I give up.
That shit's fact.
Yeah, that's fact. That's been put down on tape. That's the real
story. Yeah. Yeah, it's fact.
That was sung about. Source, that was real.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
So it goes right along with this lake creature having humps.
Yeah. My hump, my lovely lady hump. Yeah. See, it could be a female.
It's all about the ass.
Sir Mix-a-Saurus.
Sir Mix-a-Saurus. Oh, my God.
But yeah, this cryptid, I'm having trouble believing that it's a crystal.
I think there's a lot more plausible, I guess you could say, fucking explanations. Is that the word I'm looking for? A lot more plausible explanations for this one.
You mean a lot more obvious ones?
Well, I mean, they're all kind of fucking obvious, right? I mean,
yeah.
I don't even know. I guess sooner or later, for some reason, the listeners want to hear about this kind of shit. Look, listen to my phone. Ding-a-ling, ding-a-ling.
I think maybe, like, I'll be dogging on this right now, and then, like, 3 weeks from now, a little kid on the shore is going to catch a little fucking plesiosaur or something on a fishing line.
Yeah, right out here. Yeah, right out here in the great state of Ohio, the breeding ground for fucking clitosauruses.
Look what I found, Mommy. Can I keep it?
Yeah. It's a clit. No, that's Daddy's. Oh, sorry. That was Daddy impersonation.
Your Daddy don't want none because I ain't got no buns, hon.
Yeah, right.
I thought I saw some of those standing on the street corner.
Jesus Christ. Well, right there by the KFC, huh?
Somewhere.
You must work out.
A little greasy.
Oh my god. All right. With that, I'm hitting the fucking outro. That's it.
That's it.
That's it.
That's awesome.
That's it. You get a shortened version.
I think we got it pegged. Yep, Oco Pogo definitely exists.
Yeah. No, I think you're right. Thank you, Don, for bringing that up. And yeah, I think Ogo Pogo exists. And man, we're on to something here in the Night of Living Dreads podcast. That's right, Night of Living Dreads over there on Facebook, nightoflivingdreads.com, Spotify, Stitcher. We'll talk to you next week.
I'm alone and scared. I lost my mommy. Can you help me? All I wanted to do was play with you. Please come and play with me.
But ghosts don't exist.
Why do you seem so scared? I know things no one knows. We're going to die.